You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name's Colin. I'm with the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia here in Halifax. And we're very excited tonight to open Here We Are Here, Black Canadian Contemporary Art. It's an exhibition that was developed by the Royal Ontario Museum, and it's traveled through Eastern Canada, so it made a stop in Montreal, and now we're hosting it here in Halifax. As I mentioned, the exhibition was developed by the Royal Ontario Museum. It features 8 artists here from across Canada, one of them being Sylvia D. Hamilton, who is a Nova Scotia individual, so she grew up and lives here in Nova Scotia. And the work is, the work is very exciting, and we're very excited to have it here in Nova Scotia. So what they're going to see in this exhibition is works by artists from across Canada. They're all individuals from Black communities. And what it does, the exhibition challenges the perception of Blackness in Canada and what it means to be an individual from African descent living in Canada.
My name is Sylvia D. Hamilton, and I'm one of the artists featured in Here We Are Here, Black Contemporary Canadian Art. And my work is an installation that has video projection, it has physical objects, it has prints, a variety of objects and things that explore the experiences of African descendant people in Nova Scotia. The journey has been a long one. I didn't start off as an artist. I was a journalist. I worked in community. I worked in government. So I did a number of activities over the time. But I always had an interest in photography and in writing. And so those two elements kind of stayed with me for a long time. And then I found myself looking for opportunities to be creative. And so I began working in documentary film, and then I've been writing poetry. So it's been a bit of a journey, but I think if you really want to do something, then you have to just find a way to do it. The arts can help us to understand the world. Arts can help us to connect with other people. And I think if you're young and you have an idea, then go with that idea. If you want to draw a picture, you want to write a song, you want to create a dance, whatever you want to do, that can really help your spirit. And no matter whether or not you decide you want to be an artist or you're going to be a doctor or a school teacher, art can still play a really strong role in your life. So I think the goal is to really think about who you are and what you want to do, because ultimately what I say is you are the director, writer, and producer of your own life. And so you have to make those choices for yourself. And if the arts is one of those areas, then you find a way to use your creativity in the arts. In this show, in this art show, we have a variety of different art forms. We have sculpture. We have prints, art, drawings. There's installation sculptures. There are different kinds of art in this show. So, whatever you're interested in, you might find a resonance in this show. People can come, if you go on the website for Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, you'll find the hours. It's open many days a week, and you can then come and explore this show. And anyone can come, and it's not only a show for people of African descent. Everybody can learn something from this show.
I'm from Toronto. I'm a Toronto visual artist. I've always drawn for years and studied, and later on I went back and did some work in environmental studies, so a lot of my work is about geographies and environment and the placement of Black people, how we take up space and how we move through space. I would say whatever speaks to you, at least give it a try. But more than that is to persevere in an area. Just keep going, and you can always change, but give it a fair shot. But there are a lot of people who are good artists, but I really believe that those who persevere and stay are those who, regardless of what comes, are those who might make it through, because there's so many really good artists or that I think we must, if you continue, something else comes out of it, right? The art scene in Toronto is vast and busy and beautiful and complicated, and moving through it, especially in institutional spaces like museums and art gallery, especially as a black female artist or a black artist, is challenging, and it's difficult work. It's not easy, but I think those spaces are beginning to open up to other voices, and I think it's important that we try and get our work into those spaces. You know, it's been a really wonderful experience for me, I have to say. The gallery has really been welcoming. The people that I've met, meeting at the opening, and have been very supportive. So I'm really thankful, because a lot of spaces aren't like that. So I'm truly thankful to all of you.
Well, Geneviève, I will tell you that I was pleasantly surprised when I got an email telling me about this project. I did a bit of research and I said, I've got to be here. This is powerful. It's been a long time coming. We have a lot of stories to tell. And we have to be telling these stories in many different avenues, ways of telling the stories. And we have some powerful art. As you walk around this room, and I've been walking around and observing the faces of the people watching, looking at the art, and it is powerful. I would say it's so powerful because Nova Scotia has not had anything focusing on African people of African descent, and it was often done by community members themselves. So to have the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, the Art Gallery of Ontario, linking together to bring this visual, these stories, is powerful. I would say to youth that they are already doing it on many levels. Become experts in the techniques, become experts in the methods, and you are going to blow up. You are going to rise. Our youth are the phoenixes, because when you look at that stifled creativity that they've been sort of labeled with or stuck with, and you allow it, you feed it oxygen like a fire, you allow it out, watch and see what our young people are going to provide and bring.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.